I'm Aaron Schachter, and this is The World. Since the recession, more Americans are living with their parents, mostly to save money. But for many immigrants, these living arrangements aren't new. And it's not always out of economic need. It's also part of culture and tradition. That's especially so for Asian Americans, the fastest growing ethnic group in the U.S. As part of our Global Nation coverage, Vanessa Hua has this story of one family with three generations under one roof.
Donna Tam's friends are surprised when she tells them she's moved back home with her parents. She's a 29-year-old tech reporter in San Francisco, with a salary. People say she's out to save money, right? Otherwise, why risk going crazy living back home?
It's definitely crowded, but I think it's just what I'm used to. Like, I've been living like this since I was little, so.
I recently visited Tam at home, where she lives with her grandmother, her parents, and younger brother. It's a San Francisco neighborhood filled with modest pastel homes. Post-recession, we've read about more Americans living with their parents and grandparents. But for many Asian immigrant households like the Tam family, this trend isn't new. Three generations under one roof is a tradition, a duty. Lee Jin Ho is Tam's 93-year-old grandmother. Growing up in China, she lived with her parents and grandparents. Now, in the U.S., she lives with her children and helped raise her grandchildren, including Donna Tam.
She said she would never want to live by herself. She loves living with her family.
Donna Tam remembers her grandmother walking her to and from school.
We'd come home and she'd make us snacks, you know, before we did our homework or whatever.
What kind of snacks?
Some of the snacks are like... you know, I guess regular stuff kids would eat, but there's some things that were like uniquely like just her trying to make American food, like spaghetti and ketchup, or like toast with like mayonnaise and sugar, just like stuff that she probably didn't have a lot of in China. And so it was just novel for her to like put it together. And
are those snacks you would still enjoy eating?
Actually, I probably wouldn't eat them anymore. Although
after college, Tam landed a reporting job about 5 hours north of San Francisco. She promised her father she'd only be gone for a year, but that turned into four. Once back in San Francisco, she got her own place, but she was always over at her parents' for dinner. So she decided to live where she spent most of her time. Today, Tam pays rent, splits the cell phone bill with her sister, and gives money to her brother, a college student. Her parents never asked her to do any of this, but she knew what was expected.
In Chinese families, I think a lot of like... how we do our day-to-day things is based on, like, we're all in it together kind of thing. And so there's a lot of pitching in.
Everyone has chores, even Grandma Lee. She maintains the living room's large Buddhist shrine and makes holiday treats. Tam's brother, Alex, helps Grandma Lee cook and gives her rides to the doctor. Donna Tam helps her mom, who's from Vietnam, if she has questions about something she's reading in English. But Tam can struggle with her decision to move home. To get to her bedroom, she must pass through her grandmother's room. Privacy? Yeah, not so much.
It's like these five adults live in a house together, but two of them don't see themselves as kids, and three of them see those two as kids, and so there's going to be friction, right? So I don't know. I mean, there's definitely moments when I'm like, that's it, I gotta go.
And then Tam said,
what's important is perspective, and just keeping in perspective of what your parents did for you or what your grandparents did for you, what you can do for generations that come after you. That's how you kind of keep it together.
Recently, Tam and her mom, Sharon, were making kale pizza.
The pot.
Sharon Tam starts cooking by frying onions and garlic.
That's Chinese way, but American
way too.
You just boil it, I think?
No, American way, same thing. Use garlic and onion. Yeah, everyone does that, Mom.
Really? Okay.
Maybe Chinese do it best.
On a recent weekend, even with everyone running around, there was still time for a family lunch, a ritual still surviving today, just like a mix of generations living under one roof.
Oh, you like it? Okay.
You like crunchy. Mm-hmm.
For The World, I'm Vanessa Hua, San Francisco.
It was good for something, I don't know.